Dear kind and righteous Father, we are so thankful for this chance this evening to come together on this call, Lord, to hear Brother Hughes this evening. We pray, Lord, that he, in his lesson, teach us all, especially those who are not members, what does your book say about being born again? Lord, we're thankful for this side of the cross, for your son Jesus, who has given us an opportunity to be born again, Lord. We pray, Lord, that a soul listening this evening will hear the words that Brother Hughes will proclaim. Pray, Lord, he will see these words not as Brother Hughes' words, but words from your Bible as your word. Pray, Lord, he believe those things, that they obey those things, and they be faithful unto death as a member of your son's church, the Church of Christ. We continue to pray for those, Lord, who have supported this effort. Pray, Lord, that we can continue to evangelize the world. Pray, Lord, that our promise that we have to live faithful unto death, Lord, that we can do so. Pray, Lord, that in the midst of this pandemic that you can continue to watch over us and protect us. We pray for those, Lord, who are suffering and from the COVID-19 virus. We pray, Lord, for those who are helping us spread the word, the members of the Highland Heights congregation, those who work behind the scenes. Pray, Lord, that they not grow weary in well-doing and continue to work hard to make this call what it is today. Be with Brother Brooks. Thank you for his efforts, Lord. Continue to bless him as a minister of your son's church. Lord, we ask this prayer in son's Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flunder. Again, I'm Brother Tommy Brooks, the host minister of this nationwide gospel meeting call. It's a gospel meeting we've held since the month of May. And we're very grateful and so excited about the success of this meeting. It's unbelievable. We did not imagine the success we will have. Tonight, if you're on the call and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, we had you in mind. We think of you as one who need to know this truth, and we know that the Bible has the right answer. We believe in the Church of Christ that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. So please take notes of the things that will be spoken of by our speaker tonight, Brother Carlos Hughes. We thank you for joining us. We pray you open your Bibles up, take notes of the thing, and pay special attention to the things as it pertains to saving your soul. That's what this is all about, saving your soul. So many people are dying. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, where I am, you can't come. So we're giving you this opportunity. Thank you for letting us come in your home for 30 minutes tonight. Tonight, Brother Carlos Hughes from Greer, South Carolina, been preaching since 1981, 29 years now, preaching the gospel. Enjoyed speaking with him today. He served at the Greer Church of Christ in Greer, South Carolina. Being born again is an important subject, so some can talk about it loosely. However, we want to know tonight, Brother Hughes, what does the Bible say about being born again? Brother Hughes.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. I am a gospel preacher in South Carolina, and I really appreciate you can spend this time hearing the voice of God through the Bible, and I hope it can help you in your spiritual life. We are going to talk about reborn again, but before of that, I want to remind what Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so that then the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we like increase our faith in God tonight, what we need to do is to hearing the word of God, the Bible. According with John 17:17, Jesus said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. I know there are people in this world that are afraid because there are so many confusions in this world, especially in the area of the religion. Because of that, they are very affected and pessimistic about the Bible and about religion. But we have a good news for you. Jesus said, can be very confident and very sure that the Bible is the truth of God. It guides you in the right direction. It guides you in the right way, in the right path, in the right place to heaven. He also said in John 12:48, that he who rejects me and does not receive my word has that which judge him. the word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. So according to this passage, whether the decision you will take, it will affect you and me in the judgment day. So it's very important for us to understand the word God in applying to our hearts and our lives. Because one day, according with the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and the verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. So one day we will be in the judgment day, and we need to receive accordingly what we have been done in this body, and accordingly with what we have been making decisions in our life. So tonight is very important for you and for me that we take good decisions. And this is what the reason we are tonight we are wanting to talk about the being born again. So be careful about your decision that you want to make tonight, so that we are going to affect you in the future. So we are not here for talk about word of men. We are here because seriously we desire listen, and not just listen, but also obey the Jesus Christ and his commandment. So with that in mind, let's talk about tonight our subject, be born again. If somebody tells you about be born again, what comes to your mind? It's difficult if we are thinking about physically, because we born just one time, no more. So it is exactly happened in a conversation between Jesus and a man called Nicodemus. That story is in the book of John in the Bible, chapter 3, beginning in the verse number 1. Let's read it, please. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of the water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is a spirit. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it's come from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Now, Nicodemus is a ruler of the Jews. He's a member of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin of the great council of the nation of the in the time of the Jews. Nicodemus is mentioned in the Bible only by the Gospel of John. He is twice mentioned after he's been a friendly to our Savior. In the book of John, chapter 7, verse 50 to 52, he appears, defends Jesus, but without committing himself as in any interest in him. And the second time is in John chapter 19, verse 38 to 39. He broke spices for the body of Jesus, but only after Joseph of Arimathea had secured the body. So Nicodemus take this occasion because he desired to talk with Jesus. So he came to Jesus, and the Bible says that he came by night. We don't know why he came by night. Probably he was avoiding the hostility of the colleague, and also obtain a more personal and uninterrupted interview with Jesus? We don't know exactly, but we can imagine that probably he desired to know some things and talk with Jesus about this topic. And he said to him, Rabbi, I would like that you put attention to this phrase, what Nicodemus said to Jesus. And said to him, Rabbi, we know you are a teacher from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. When he say we know, imply that the divine identity of the messenger and the source of his message was known to the Pharisees and, of course, for Nicodemus. They knew about the prophecy in the Old Testament. For example, in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 1, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. In Isaiah 40, in verse 3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make it straight in the desert a highway for our God. They knew about the good news. He knew, or the Pharisees knew about this. And that's the reason he says, We know, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that come from God. For no one can do signs that you do unless God is with him. He certainly knew about that Jesus. It was something that all the prophecies was talking about. So he would like to talk with Jesus, and he said, we know this. In the book of Mark, in chapter 1, the Bible says, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare you way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. So John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of the repentance for the remission of sin. So Nicodemus is noticed that all the prophecies is fulfilling in Jesus. So Jesus, in Mark chapter 1, in verse 14, he said, Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came to the Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. That is the belief. Believe the gospel. So, we know that you are a teacher that come from God because he knew about those signs that Jesus did. He knew something about Jesus hearing from the Old Testament. So Jesus answered to him after he said that. We know. He believed in that. He knew something about Jesus. So Jesus said in verse 3, Most assuredly, I need to say to you, Nicodemus, something very important. You are a teacher of Israel, so you need to know something. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So you can see now how Jesus is facing Nicodemus with something. He is saying to him, Okay, this is important that what you have been saying, but I need to tell you one truth. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brothers, what is the kingdom of God? Why is we unless we born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is an expression. It's an expression in the Bible, the kingdom of God. So in the Bible, we can find in the Old Testament about talking about this kingdom. The prophet Daniel wrote in the Old Testament about that. And he said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44, something very important. He mentioned about some kingdoms that became later, but he mentioned about some empires. He talked about Babylons. He talks about the Persians Empire, the Greco-Macedonian Empire, and the last about the Roman Empire. And then when he mentioned about that in chapter 2, verse 44, he said, "And the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left for other people. It shall be break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." So you can see now that the kingdom is coming in the prophecy. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all the kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. So one king is going to continue forever. Is the kingdom of the Jesus Christ. Is the kingdom that Jesus is bringing in the time that Nicodemus is talking with him. So, in Daniel chapter 7, verse 17, also say, "These great beasts which are four kings, or kingdoms, which shall arise out of the earth, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever." Even forever and ever. So, again, Daniel is remark about that the possess of the kingdom is going to be forever, and say even forever and ever. Take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. So this is not a kingdom like we have a kingdoms. Oh, probably in this time we don't have a kingdoms, but it's not a kingdom like we used to have in the past. It's not like the empire, Roman Empire. It's not like the Greek Empire. It's nothing like that. But it's going to be a kingdom completely different, and his kingdom is going to be forever. And this is what the Bible said. It's going to be forever, immortal. It's going to be forever. So we need to understand about this. So in the second coming of Christ, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, the second coming of Christ is described and say, "And the seven angels sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of this world are became of the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." Again, my brothers and sisters and friends, the kingdom that we are talking here is about the kingdom of Christ. It is a different kingdom, and it is immortal. It's going to be forever. And as Daniel said, it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Nothing is going to be destroyed, this kingdom, because it's going to be forever. So, my friends, Jesus is telling to Nicodemus, I need to tell you, my friend Nicodemus, I say to you, unless once he's born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So if you want to see the kingdom of God, you need to be born again. So, my brothers, that is very important. This is very important for you and for me. We know that the kingdom has been established. In the Bible, in the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, say, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken out of the way, having nailed it in the cross. Verse 15, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So Jesus triumphed over all these rulers, over these old kingdoms, and he established his new kingdom, his new place, and he is the king. So now, in Matthew 7:16-18, he said, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on his rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. In verse 19, he said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So you can see there how Jesus is talking about his church, and in the verse 18, and then in the verse 19, he says, the keys of the kingdom. So the church is the kingdom of God. We are, thanks God, in this kingdom. All those who have been reborn, all those who have been entered in the new life, are born again, can see this kingdom. So it's very important. So when Jesus is talking about his kingdom, he was talking about his church too. He said, I will give you the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And that's mean in the verse 18, I will build my church. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, he said, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in working with God, who raised him from the dead. For he was delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us in the kingdom of his dear son. So he said that he translated us in his kingdom. And how that happened? How Paul was in his kingdom? Yes, he was in the kingdom. And we are in the kingdom now because we were delivered from our power of the darkness and are translated into the kingdom of his dear son. So my brothers and sisters and friends that are listening this night, it's very important that if you want to see this kingdom, you need to be a part of this kingdom, you need to reborn again. You need to be reborn again in order to see this kingdom. That is what Jesus is talking about with Nicodemus. So it's very important that we born again. So Jesus say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Nicodemus need to obey. And this was the reason Jesus, and they say in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, that we said before, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Jesus brought this new covenant. He brought the new of this kingdom. So now we have in our hands the opportunity to enter to this kingdom. But one thing, Jesus says, if you would like to see this kingdom, you need to born again. So entering this kingdom is exactly, and I would like to say something, it is exactly an equivalent to be saved from our sins. And how we know that? Well, because in the Bible, in the book of Acts chapter 22, and the Bible says, and now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling in the name of the Lord. In Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So to enter in the kingdom of God is exactly an equivalent to being saved. Saved by water. Be born by water. In Titus chapter 3, verse 3, the Bible says, we once foolish, disobedient. Let's try a slave of the various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one others. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appear, he saved us, not because of work done by us, righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. So, in the Bible, it's the same. It's the meaning the same. When we talking about that entering the kingdom of God, entering to his church, is an equivalent to being saved from our sins, washing away when we baptize in Jesus Christ. So what we need to do is to understand that we need to be baptized in Christ, as the Bible says. So this new born, being born again, is in a spiritual act. It's not in a physical act. It's in a spiritual act. But we need to obey, and that Jesus said that which is born in flesh is flesh, and which is born in spirit is in a spirit. That's because Nicodemus did not understand. He was confused. Nicodemus heard that Jesus said that he had to be born again, and he naturally thought Jesus was talking about a physical rebirth, which is impossible. So he asked Jesus about that, is in verse 4 and in verse 5. Jesus explained to him that the rebirth is not a physical one, but a spiritual one. One's first birth is of the flesh, but the rebirth that Jesus is teaching about is of the spirit. He compares the spiritual rebirth to the wind blowing. It's something that cannot be seen, but it's real. And it happens exactly when we baptize. So what Jesus is talking with him is, Nicodemus, if you would like to see the kingdom of God, you need to born again. You need to born again. Born again means watch your sins in order to enter to this kingdom. Tonight, I would like to tell you that you need to obey. You need to be watch your sins in order that you enter to the kingdom of God. It's so sad. So many people in this world are passing away, are dying. And I think all the time, how many of those people have obeyed what Jesus said to Nicodemus? And I'm thinking, wow, how many people in this world, because of the coronavirus and because the accidents, because of different things happening in this world, and people are dying, and how many have been obeyed this command? You need to born again. My friend, my brother in Christ, my sister in Christ, and everybody, we must to obey this command, especially those who are not part yet of the kingdom of God. So, in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 1 and 4, Paul said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that your grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you know what as many of us as were baptized into Christ, was Jesus were baptized into his death, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into the death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So those who have been baptized are buried with Jesus in death. And when they are taken up or out of the water of baptism, they are raised to walk in newness of life. This newness of life is the new beginning, the new rebirth. this resurrection from the water, from the grave of baptism, is the point at which one is born again. This is how one is born of the water and the Spirit, as Jesus explained to Nicodemus. It's not only a physical rebirth, it is a spiritual rebirth, where one's sins are washed away, and then they go and from there to walk a new life with a new beginning. That is what we say, we also call another chance. It's another chance. It's another opportunity that God is giving us. You are so important to God. And if you are listening to this message, it's because God had led you to listen this message. Take the opportunity this night. Take the opportunity and try to understand what Jesus is saying to you. As he told to Nicodemus, he tell us the same, that we need to be rebirthed. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the only way today that the spiritual rebirth can take place is if a person obey God's word. Today, that will be in the New Testament in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. They need to be obeyed. Make what the Bible says. And what we need to do? Well, according with the Bible says that we need to obey Jesus. Number one. The Bible says that the way that we need to have increase our faith is to hearing, and the hearing the word of God. Romans 10, verse 17. So, we need to have faith in Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. Nicodemus knew that. He knew that the Old Testament fulfilled in Jesus. We know that Jesus is the only who died on a cross for us. We know that all the word, as he say in the Bible, is the truth. And that's the reason we are here tonight. So we need to believe in him. We need to believe in him. And then also we need to repent of our sins. In order to born again, we need to repent. Change our mind. Change our style of life. And bringing the new style of life according with the word of God. So in that way, we need to repent according with the Bible. In Acts 17, verse 30, he said, "And the time of this ignorance, God wicked, but now command all men everywhere to repent." Acts 17, verse 30. So he desired that you and me repent. Then if the rebirth is to take place, a man must be also confess his faith that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of the living God. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we need to repent, we need to believe, but also the Bible says that we need, the process is not complete. We need to born from the water and reborn again. Finally, for the process to be complete, a man must be baptized for the remission of the sins. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say to you, except the man be born of water of the Spirit, he cannot enter to the kingdom of God." So, my question for you tonight is, would you like to see the kingdom of God? We are in the kingdom right now, physically, but one day we will be completely in heaven, completely everywhere, from all the nations, people from all the nations who obey this commandment will be part of that kingdom. So if you are a member of the Church of Christ, you are in the right place, in the right path. You are in the right way right now, continually, because the Bible said that we need to be faithful unto the death. Not just 1 year, not 5 years, but we need to be faithful unto the death. So when we pass away, we know that we will be part of this kingdom. It's continually in heaven, but it's continually after this life. It's not finishing in this life. We are part of the physically here, but we will be part of the spiritual kingdom of God too. Paul described the process of being born again to the Church of Rome, knowing, you know, that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. So we need to remind my brothers and sisters, and especially my friends, that we need to remember that we have a chance tonight. God has given us the opportunity to live, to listen to the word of God. Probably, I don't know if you have a second time or another time for listening to the word of God, but tonight is an opportunity to obey this. Obey what Jesus said to Nicodemus, be born again. What means born again? Means new, believe in the new life. That means you need to change your life from a new life in Christ. So this is my invitation for you, and I would like that you can to do that at this time, if it's possible, or think about it. If you need any answer or have any questions about this, please call us. Please let us know, and we will take with you the Bible, and we answer your questions with the Bible. Thank you so much, my brothers, my sisters, and especially our friends. Peace. Don't forget about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Hughes. We are very thankful tonight that you brought us this information from the Bible. What does the Bible say about being born again? Certainly, you've narrowed it down to one must be baptized and added to the church that Jesus built and died for, his kingdom, the Church of Christ. Thank you for summing that up for us in summary. So our visitors tonight, we want you to know, we wanted you to hear this message that you must be in the Church of Christ to be saved. You must be baptized to be saved. Thank you, Brother Carlos. We appreciate you so very much. Now, to those who are on the call tonight, you say, well, I have more questions, or I'm ready to be baptized, I would like to have a personal Bible study, go ahead and email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. Get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them, hey, I want to know more information, and I'm sure they'll get someone to you to teach you. If you want to email us, myself, Brother Flunder, Sister Minister, Brother Stroud, we will respond to those emails. We thank you so very much for calling. We thank you so very much for listening. We thank you so very much for allowing us to come into your home with this information. So what you should leave with tonight is that you need to be baptized in and in the Church of Christ. That's what being born again starts, and then living a life till death, or if it requires death. So thank you so very much. If you want to go back and listen to this call again, you might want to just listen to it again, or any of the subjects we've had since the month of May, you can go to our website at hollandheightscoc.net. That's hollandheightscoc.net. And there you will find all the sermons and the flyers and the picture of the preachers and their particular sermon. You can download it. You can download the flyers. You can listen to it again and again. We provide every opportunity we can or to make it your, give you the greatest opportunity to obey the truth. Notice this. It possibly somebody listened last Friday night, but because of the COVID and because death is appointed, that was their last Friday to hear. Maybe this is your last. And you've been listening a lot. Why wouldn't you obey? It's a simple truth. I pray you will. Let us pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessings of life. Thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son, who died on the cross of Calvary. It was there he would hang 6 hours in pain and agony. In the glory of the cross, when he would die for our sins, to give us that second chance, that hope of eternal life. Thank you, Father, for commending your love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, your Son would die. And we thank him. But it was him who said, greater love hath no man than this, and he laid down his life for his friend. I'm so thankful, Father, we're thankful that he's our friend. No matter what we've done, our sins can be washed away in baptism, and we can be part of his church, for which he died for, by being born again of the water and in obedience to the Spirit. Lord, we thank you. Be with our listening audience. Be with our friends, those we've invited who are not members of the church. Be with those, with our friends, our brothers and sisters in Christ who left the truth, perhaps have forgot the basics of what we believe. Pray they'll come home for us. You turn it too late. Be with us, Father. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight. Join us again Monday night. Brother Larry Bishop from Fort Smith, Arkansas. Following him, Brother Gary Collin. On Tuesday night, Brother Carlos Barrientos. And on Wednesday night, Brother Aria Clark. On Thursday night, closing out, Brother Robert Williams on Friday. We love you all. It is my prayer that you have a good night's rest and a good weekend and a great worship on this coming Sunday, the first day of the week. May God bless you. We love you. Have a good night's rest.